Well, he is set to become the first millennial saint. And when Carlo Acutis became Blessed Carlo Acutis on October 10th, 2020, well, it was unlike any other beatification in history. Well, he didn't have a smartphone, but he did grow up with the internet and enjoyed watching TV, playing video games. And his love of the Eucharist is what led his path to sainthood. And in her new book for young readers, Blessed Carlo Acutis, The Amazing Discovery of a Teenager in Heaven, author Sabrina Arena Farisi dives into his amazing and very short life. Sabrina's been working in the field of Catholic journalism for 17 years and writes freelance for the National Catholic Register, Nalatea. She's joining me today to tell us more about this incredible young man. Good morning, Sabrina. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Good morning, Brenda. Good to be here.
Well, as I said in the introduction, and you point this out in your book, his beatification was unlike any other. Kind of tell our listeners why that is.
Well, it's the first time that someone has been beatified who is a millennial, and also the first time that someone was beatified who was a computer programmer. So this is a saint that teenagers can really relate to. He lived in our times. He had a laptop computer. He probably had a flip phone. I don't think he had a smartphone because he passed away in 2006. And I was living in Italy at the time. They didn't have smartphones, but we had flip phones. But, you know, he had all the modern technology that we all have. And he used it to evangelize. He really, he lived his Catholic faith in the modern world in a way that, you know, everyone can relate to.
Oh, absolutely. And he's so relatable too for our young people because, well, I think he experienced a lot of the same things that the internet can draw you into as a young person. And boy, he really came out on top with his website on the Eucharist. Well, Sabrina, as we begin to see the process of more modern saints, and we're even seeing this with our popes these days, we have a history of their lives in photographs. We can really trace out all that they were and who they were. And you have managed to find so many for this book. How did you get all of these to come together to put this book together?
Well, this is what's so wonderful about Carlo Acutis is that since he lived in our times and his family is very much still alive, his mother and father live in Milan with their twins. The family has been so gracious and they have shared really, I believe, hundreds of photographs of Carlo, and you can find them all on the official website, which is curated by the family. So it's just wonderful. You can see pictures of him with his dogs, pictures of him, you know, with his high school soccer team, pictures of him with his family, pictures of him dressed up as Spider-Man. So it's really wonderful. You know, all these saints from the past, we don't really know what they look like, but with Carlo, not only do we have pictures, we also have videos of him. So we very much know what he looks like. And it's just such a gift.
It is a new book out by Holy Heroes. It is Blessed Carlo Acutis, The Amazing Discovery of a Teenager in Heaven. The author, Sabrina Arena Farisi, joining me today. Well, you talk about the way that he put this database together. Of course, he used the tools that were available to him of his time. He was a young man of our generation. He had use of the internet, and he created a database of Eucharistic miracles. What miracles astounded him so much that he created this website in the first place?
So I believe that the first Eucharistic miracle that really caught his attention was the miracle of Lanciano. And, but I have to say that, you know, living in Italy, there are many Eucharistic miracles. Before I looked at this website, I thought there were only like two or three Eucharistic miracles that had happened in the history of the world, but it turns out there are many. I mean, the website that Carlo created catalogs 163 stories of Eucharistic miracles around the world. And he worked on this website for 4 years. So where possible, Carlo went with his parents, mostly in Europe, and took pictures of the Eucharistic miracle itself. These would be Eucharistic hosts that had turned into flesh, or the wine had turned into Eucharistic blood. So Carlo took pictures, and in the places where he couldn't travel, he contacted them and they sent him pictures. So, you know, Eucharistic miracles in Argentina, in Poland, in Latin America. So really, this was the big work of Carlo, is this website, which any of your listeners can go to. If you Google Carlo Acutis Eucharistic Miracles, it'll get you there. So this website is translated into 17 languages. You click on English, and you could spend hours just reading through these amazing miracles. You just click on, there's also a list of countries in the world. You click on the country, and it'll tell you the story, the date, all the information, and there's a picture. So it's really an amazing job for someone who passed away when he was 15. He just did an incredible job.
Well, he is a teenager in heaven. He is on his way to full canonization. Sabrina, in your book, you step readers through the entire canonization process. Kind of remind our listeners what those are and where is Carlo in this whole process?
So Carlo was beatified, and in order to be considered eligible for beatification, there has to be a miracle which is attributed to the intercession of this saint. And so Carlo, I interviewed Carlo's mother, Antonia, and she told me that there have been hundreds of miracles associated with Carlo, many graces. And she said, you know, so the one that was chosen to be the miracle that would bring him to beatification was of a little boy in Brazil, whose name is, I believe, Marcelo. And this little boy was born with a deformity of his pancreas. And it was so bad that he couldn't really eat solid foods. And every day he was vomiting, and it was just terrible. He was going to doctors. There wasn't much they could do. And so his pastor of his church in Brazil had developed this devotion to Carlo Acutis, and he had requested the family to send him a relic. So he had a relic, and he decided to have a novena in the parish. So every day for 9 days, parishioners could come to the church and go up to the altar. And there was a prayer said, and you could touch the relic and say ask for your intention. So this little boy, Marcelo, was going up with his parents. I believe they were carrying him because he was pretty weak. And they said, "What do you request?" And he said, "I want to stop vomiting, poor thing." Hmm. And immediately, I believe the second or third day after the novena started, he came home and he started feeling better. So he asked his mom, "Can I eat something solid?" And the family was like, "Are you sure?" And he said, "No, I really do." And so I'm not sure what they gave him, but it wasn't a soup or anything. It was solid. And he felt fine. Nothing happened. Same thing happens the day after. And by the third or fourth day, the parents were like, "We're bringing him to the doctor." They did a scan, and the pancreas was perfectly formed.
Wow.
It was what a normal pancreas should look like. And the doctors, you know, said, "This is impossible." So that is where we're at. We're waiting for the second miracle. So you need two miracles to make it to canonization. And, you know, we're waiting to see which one is picked. According to what Antonio told me, she said there have been hundreds. Also many grace, the favors, for example, people who have come back to the faith. Mm-hmm. She told me of a woman that had been in a fight with someone in her family for years, and she decided to make peace. She went to the funeral of Carlo, and she had the grace to really make peace with her family members. They made peace. But then there have been other miracles. She said two people at his funeral, one of them had not been able to conceive a baby for years, and that week she conceived and was able to have a baby. And another woman had cancer, and at the funeral she prayed to Carlo, and the week after she discovered that all her tumors were gone. So he's a very miraculous person, and I suggest that all your listeners pray to him because he's listening.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, we know with this Eucharistic revival that has begun here in the United States, began on the Feast of Corpus Christi, we know that Blessed Carlo Acutis is one of the patron saints for the revival of the belief and true presence of Christ in the Eucharist for all of us here in the United States. So it's a wonderful way to introduce your young reader to this amazing saint. Sabrina Arena Pharisee is the author. Sabrina, where can listeners find a copy of a book for themselves?
Yeah. Well, right now you can only find it on our website of Holy Heroes. So that's www.holyheroes.com. And I believe it's on the first page. You just, because it's a new book, and you just click on it and you can order it through there.
Oh, well, wonderful. I went straight to Holy Heroes, and you're absolutely right. It's right there on the front page. Well, Sabrina, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for putting this time together. You're a busy mom with five children, and yet, well, these important things go to the top of the list, and it's a wonderful book. I encourage all of our listeners to definitely check it out. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Brenda. It's been a pleasure.
And again, that is Sabrina Arena Pharisee. The name of the book, Blessed Carlo Acutis, The Amazing Discovery of a Teenager in Heaven. It is out by Holy Heroes. And I'll be sure to add a link to where you can get right to Holy Heroes and find a copy of the book for yourself. I'll also include a link to where you can get to this wonderful database that Blessed Carlo Acutis created. You're going to find those links on the podcast of this interview on our webpage at materdeiradio.com. And of course, access it through the Hail Mary Media app.